Morning, everyone. Lovely to be back with you again. And time's going so quickly, but we're thoroughly enjoying our walk with the Lord. I want to ask you the question as well. How's it going with you? I did that last week, but now I want to ask you a question. How are you standing? Stand your ground. That's what I want to look at today. Hold your ground, stand your ground, as we look at the word following on from last week. In Ephesians 6, 13 to 14, I want to read this to you. Therefore, put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand. So it says there, and stand your ground on the evil day of danger. And having done all the crisis demands, to stand firmly in your place. Stand therefore, hold your ground. This passage of scripture was written in military terms, if you like. It's what a general may say to his troops on the front line, having done all the crisis demands, stand firm, hold your ground. And I remember there are a number of films where you see there was a particular film where everybody had their shields locked together and the general, whoever was leading, was saying, hold, hold, hold. And as they were standing, holding their ground, eventually the enemy was brought to a stop. And then he started to say, push. And that's where we are today. When we continue to stand on God's word, there'll be a time when the enemy runs out of that steam and we'll be able to say, okay, now's our turn to push. Now's our time to go forward. In other words, no matter how dark the battles, don't faint, don't quit, don't retreat. Hold your ground, church. So how do you build on your inner man so that you won't faint in this time of battle? But it is, the world's very dark and gloomy out there. And last year we saw the chaos and despair hasn't got any better. But the open hand of God is going to come in this year of the maximum to see us come through. But what's our part? In Luke 18:1, Jesus said this to us. He said, and Jesus told them in the parable to the effect they always ought to pray and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up. We're not quitters in the church and always take out people. We're a can-do people, not a I can't do that people. But he said something there, didn't he? He said, we're always to pray. We need to understand, as proper diet, exercise, rest will build up a strong resistance against natural sickness in your body. Praying both your understanding and in the Holy Spirit will build up your inner man so you can resist the onslaught of the devil. A lot of people will get hold of us as we talk about the words of our mouth, and the first thing we do in any situation is go to prayer. Many people say to us, you mean prayer? Yes, what did you pray about? How did you pray about this first? And there comes back the retort, well, it's always got to come back to doing prayer again. Well, we should never have left it, to be quite honest. The word of God in Jude 20 in the King James, New King James, says this, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, edifying ourselves. In fact, Brother Jerry says this, praying in the Holy Ghost is like working out with weights. It fills your spiritual lungs with the Holy Ghost oxygen and your spirit with Holy Ghost power. I don't know about you, but I like to have my lungs filled with oxygen and strength of the Holy Spirit. When you get to Corinthians 1:14-4, it is, Paul tells us that he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Praying in tongues will make you strong in the inner man. The word edify means to build up, to make strong. Amen. And he goes on to tell you again the same thing over and over in 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear. Though our outer man is progressively decaying and wasting away, yet in our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. That's what we're talking about, and we'll come back to that scripture in Ephesians in a moment. But what happens is that our innermost being is renewed as we pray in the Spirit, as we pray in tongues, we build ourselves up, we edify ourselves, because we are and look after our bodies, we eat right, but eventually this body is going to decay and go into the ground. there's nothing you and I, we can extend it. We are promised a long life with the Lord. With long life, will he satisfy us and show us his salvation? But there comes a time when our bodies will say it's enough, but our spirits don't. But I want to say this to you. Constant, consistent Christianity, praying in the spirit is like going to gym. If you will go to gym 3 times minimum a week, you will build your body. If you go once a month, it will really do you not much good at all. And that's very much the same with praying on tongue in tongues on occasion. That's about exercising your body once a month on occasion. If you're going to stay spiritually fit, you're going to have to pray every day in your known language, in your understanding, and I want to encourage you of praying in the Spirit. Because again, let me remind you of Ephesians 3:16. He said, may he grant you out the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. Strengthened, reinforced by the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Now, let's look at the word might. If you look at that, it said we'll be strengthened with might. Now, the dictionary defines this as 3 things. Inherent ability, capability, or thirdly, the ability to perform anything and the power to work out or carry out something to effect, to complete something. Paul prayed that, didn't he? Prayed that our inner man will be strengthened with might so that we can accomplish everything and anything that God's called us to do. That spirit of might is so vital in these days that we live in that he prayed it a second time in Colossians. In Colossians 1, 10 and 11, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Not in our own power, not power of the mind, power of the flesh. Through his might, I can encourage you today that as you listen to this word, as you understand and you pull on the fact that the Holy Spirit is the inside of you, the power of his might, through that power, we cannot be defeated. We cannot fail. There are no circumstances or demon that is capable of overcoming us. It's because of the spirit of might that we're told in Matthew, look at this scripture, 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with all men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The term all things leaves nothing out, doesn't it? Amen? If he says all things are possible, then all things are possible. It means that whatever impossible situation may you find yourself in today, through the spirit of might, nothing is impossible. Always remember, if you grow weary, you feel as though you can't stand any longer. Through the spirit of might, you will overcome. There's 3 things I want to encourage you. 1, proper diet. Feed on the word of God and your faith will grow. 2, proper exercise. Pray in the spirit until your inner man is built up in that might, as Jude 20 says. And 3, proper rest. Wait on the Lord in praise and worship until your spirit is refreshed. I want to encourage you there. It's like proper rest. When you're working out, you exercise, you eat properly, but you've got to have rest. They tell us that peaceful sleep is such a major part of what keeps us physically healthy in the natural. And through praise and worship, worshiping our God, he inhabits your praises and he will refresh you in Jesus' name. I believe you do all things, and then in the day of battle, you'll not faint, you will be strengthened with might. I want to encourage you to be like that. Diane and I and the ministry praying for you, and pray that you will get hold of this word, that you will be strengthened with might in the inner man. Wonderful. There we are. I trust that has encouraged you. We'll be with you next week. Love you lots. Enjoy. Call the office if you need us. And we give God glory for all that he's doing in yours and our life in Jesus' name. God bless and bye. See you soon.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savell, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savell Ministries International, call 617-557-65534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland, 42300. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.